Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Hello there, we're happy to be here with you this evening. We know that you're talking to Cad about her time here in the UK. She's very happy to be here with you, and she says that this vibration here is shifting and changing in this country in a great way. What's happening here is that people are awakening, but you're not seeing it just here. We saw it at the event that Karen was just attending, but we're seeing it actually internationally. And what's happening here, even in the studio as we speak, is that people are awakening as they hear this, but also awakening to their own inner truths. And so what I want to say about Matt and about the one you call Howard Hughes, who also resided in the country of the USA, is that they have some challenges that have pushed them into their greatness, and especially Howard. But Matt right now, too, is making some major decisions. But we say you can do this as long as you go into the vibration of what you believe to be true. And you know the truth, Matt. I know you do. And so we are here to tell you that you should trust that. Now, we want to tell everybody out there that you, out there listening to this, have the ability to reach inside the expanses of yourself and find the grand universe within you. That grand universe within you is what allows you to find in your life what it is you desire. The year 2019, for everybody, is a time of greater awakening than you had in 2018. You will be shaken up to the core, and this is for everybody in this whole global consciousness. But when you go through this shift and change, you shall find that it will be a quickening and awakening. And this is for everybody that's listening right now.
I can't believe what I'm listening to.
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. I love Howard's show. It was a good one last night. A bit of JFK. A little bit of the old JFK going on as well.
That woman there sounded like the kid who's been caught out in class and yeah. You were not paying attention. Stand up and give us a summary of the book, please.
Did you have a good night last night, Kath?
I told you one more.
What? I'm just asking if you had a good... All I'm asking, mate, is if you had a good night.
I'm not your mate.
Did you have anything to eat?
A dick.
Really? Wow. What did you have for dessert?
A dick.
What? What do you want for Christmas?
A dick.
What? Where's Kath gone? She's gone. She's just walked out. I hadn't noticed. My favourite button is on the rabbit hole page, and it's the letter W. Why is that?
A dick.
There we go. 0344! 499-1000 is the phone number for the second time in as many shows. Catherine has walked out of the studio and has behaved, and I can only apologise for her outrageous behaviour. Let's speak to James, though. James is going to make it cool. Good evening, James.
Hi.
I'm
not sure who I'm talking to, though.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll establish that as we continue.
All right, well, I was going to talk about the rising crime in London.
And where do you live?
Derbyshire.
What's it got to do with you?
Oh, well, Britain is a small country.
No, it's not, it's huge. You tried walking it?
It's smaller than Switzerland.
Okay, it's bigger than... I don't know. It's a big place. Why are you worried about the violence in London?
Clearly. Are you not?
I don't live in London, so no. And no, I'm not, even when I did live in London, wow. I didn't worry about it.
Wow, really? Wow.
Okay, so let's
say I am.
But why are you worried about it, man? If we listen, there's so many things. If we worried about all of them, we wouldn't leave our front doors, would we?
How about I want to know why it's risen from, why it's spiked, why violent crime has spiked since 2016 in London?
You don't really want to know that.
How about I do?
How about you telling me what benefit it would be to you if you knew the answer to that question?
If I knew the answer to that question, it would,
How would it improve your life, knowing the answer to that question about why violent crime has spiked? What would you do differently if you had the answer to that?
Well, it may say whether I want to stay in this country or whether I want to move country.
No, it wouldn't. So the answer to the question, why has violent crime spiked in London, a place that... How many hundreds of miles away are you from London?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay, so you're in Derbyshire. You're
no,
in Derbyshire.
No, why it is. No. I started this call by saying that Britain is a tiny country.
No, you didn't.
Any other country.
You didn't.
Yeah, so that's what I said.
That's not how you started this call.
Because the rise in violence in London.
Nope, that's not how you started this call.
Okay, how did I start it?
You started it by saying, I don't know who I'm talking to.
Well, okay. All right, that could help. Who am I talking to?
Well, we might establish that as the conversation continues. That's not important right
now. Let's do that.
What's really worrying you? You're not going to move out of the country because there's a spike in violent crime in London.
Oh, of course I will.
Where are you going to go?
Switzerland. Zurich.
Do you speak the lingo? What do they speak there? German?
I have the money where I don't need to do that.
Ah, so arrogant as well as stupid.
I don't need to be arrogant. I have the money. I've already been in Zurich before. I've had a...
You've never been to Zurich in your life.
Oh, wow, really?
You have never been to Zurich in your life.
I've had surgery in Zurich in 2015. I can show you the papers.
You've never... I'd like to see the papers, yeah.
Yeah, please send me your email address. We can do this.
Ian@ianlee.com.
All right. We can do this, my friend. We can do this.
What did you have surgery on?
Jaw surgery.
Okay, what was wrong with your jaw? Kept moving too much?
Too far.
Bullshit
back.
Was coming out of it?
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know who you're talking to yet?
No.
Right. Well, you're a double idiot. Should I tell you why?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Should I tell you why you're a double idiot and why you're the most unobservant person I've ever spoken to? Shall I tell you why?
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah.
Should I tell you why you're a double idiot and the most unobservant person I've ever spoken to?
Carry on, please. Yes.
Okay. Make sure you're listening this time. I told you my name. I told you my first name twice and I told you my surname once.
Yeah. Is it not... I didn't recognise it, by the way.
I said my first name twice.
Yeah, but I didn't recognise it.
It doesn't matter. When people tell me their names, if I don't recognise it, I still register it. I don't recognise... I don't know who you are either. So what?
Righty-ho. I don't know. This is a very bizarre situation. I don't know if we should kind of restart.
Okay, let's restart. Let's go to James. James is on the line. Good evening, James.
Hi. So, if we're going to talk about the rise in crime in London,
are we?
I think that Theresa. Well, I am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to listen, and if I hear anything of any interest, I'll chip in. But otherwise, I'm going to sit this one out and listen to your monologue.
Righty-ho.
Because I live closer to London than you do, and I'm not afraid by the. I don't worry. about the violence in London.
What part of London do you live in, by the way?
I didn't say I lived in London anymore.
But you live closer to London than me?
Certainly, yes.
But you're not afraid of the rise in crime in London?
No, I'm not afraid of the rise in crime in London.
So you don't live in London?
Well,
just to make things clear, you don't actually live in London.
I do not live in London anymore.
So you, of course, you're not afraid of the rising crime in London?
Well, no. But you don't live in London. You live further away from London, and you're afraid of it.
I make business trips to London.
You make what?
Business trips to London.
I work in London 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. I bring my kids into London.
Yet you aren't afraid of the rising crime in London.
No, I'm not.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. You bring your kids into a situation where they could be killed.
Hey, listen, my kids wake up in the morning, they're in a situation where they could be killed. Have you seen how dangerous kitchens are these days? Have you seen, you know the number, do you know
oh
the number,
goodness.
Do you know the number of people that die from tripping down the stairs in their slippers? That's not even
I'm
a joke.
I'm recording this, by the way.
I'm broadcasting it, so I got one up on you.
Yes, you think, I'm sorry, you think this is one up on me. You have just admitted to bringing your children into a situation where they could be killed. And for what? Political correctness?
No, not for PC, no. We've got a Mac. No, I do it for theatre, I do it for experiences, I do it for life. But like I say, there's more chance of them tripping down the stairs in their slippers and breaking their necks than there are of them being killed in London. That's a fact.
It could well be. It could well be.
So what exactly are you scared of? Are you scared of... Let's try and narrow this down. Because I've got an idea, but I don't want to do you a disservice. Are you scared of Islamic jihadis?
yeah, of course. As a gay male, I am.
Okay. So you're scared of Islamic jihadis, right?
Well, yes, because they actually do say that they want to kill any homosexual.
Well, they also want to kill any infidel, so they would kill me as well.
But they actually...
I don't think any of the recent Islamic... I'm speaking about in this country. I know abroad it's slightly different. But I don't think any of the recent Islamic terrorist atrocities in this country have been targeted at the gay community. I don't think. I think the last...
That's true.
...kind
That's
of targeted
true.
Bomb no, that towards true, the gays was the one in Soho, like in the 80s or the 90s, the Duncan Pub or something it was called. That was the last one.
Yeah. What you said is true, but
I understand your fear. Of course I understand your fear. Let me correct that. I don't understand your fear. No, I'll leave it there. I don't understand your fear, but I'm aware it's slightly different for you as a gay man versus me as a heterosexual man.
Well, my fear comes from the poll from Channel 4 that said that that came from the British Muslim community that said that 52%. Well, you already know this poll, surely.
No, I don't.
52%.
I don't watch TV news because it's made to scare people. It's made to scare.
Well, it was from the Guardian.
Okay, well, I don't. It was all made to scare people.
All right. Well, 52% of the British Muslim community said that homosexuals not only should be, they weren't only on board with gay marriage, that homosexuals
but loads of people who aren't Muslim, loads of people who aren't Muslims aren't on board with gay marriage.
I'm wondering why you are supporting bigotry towards my sexuality.
Well, you carry on wondering that, and then when you wonder something that actually makes sense, I'll answer it. There are loads of people who aren't Muslims there are loads of people who aren't Muslims who are anti-gay.
Of course there are.
And anti-gay marriage.
And I experienced that, of course.
Of course you have, and I'm sorry you have. No one should experience that.
But that is nowhere near 52% of the population. And I'm wondering why you are supporting this bigoted view against the way I was born, the intrinsic way I was born.
What's really going on? What's happened to you today? Something's happened to you today, hasn't it, James?
Excuse me? I'm wondering, really, this is extraordinary, that I have to actually fight for my right to exist on a radio station in Britain in 2008.
No one has a right to be. Okay.
Don't you worry.
I'm not worried about you. You're drunk and you'll forget this in the morning. But no one has a right to be on a radio station.
Excuse me. I'm drunk because I want to fight for my right to exist.
Okay, now you're just rambling. No one has the right to be
I'm
on a
rambling?
Radio station. Yes, you are. You're rambling. No one has the right to be on a radio station. It's a privilege.
Wow.
You've got you are privileged.
Of course it's not a privilege. Of course it's not. No, I completely agree with that.
Yes, it's well, you just contradicted what I said and said you completely agree with me. It's a privilege for you to be on this radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a right.
No, of course not.
Okay.
You don't think that I have a right to exist, clearly.
Okay. Well, again, when you say something, I tell you what, I'll only respond to the sensible things that you say, okay? I've got a question for you. I've got a question for you, and you're going to hate me for it, but it's a really important question you may not answer tonight. You may not answer to me ever, but I think it's going to plant a seed in your head, and it's going to bring something up for you either tonight or tomorrow or maybe next month or next year. Okay, may I ask you this question that might sound impertinent, but it's said with love. Okay?
Okay.
Why do you hate yourself so much?
Wow. I don't.
Okay, the seed is planted. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't hate myself at all. I'm completely proud of the way I am.
I don't feel that. I doesn't feel like I'm talking to someone who's proud. Someone who's cowering in fear is talking of moving to another country. Someone who had to get, unless it's a medical condition, which I apologise, someone who had to get drunk to come on the air and say these things. I'm hearing, not a proud person, but very, let me finish and then you can come back as strong as you want. I'm hearing not a proud person, but I'm hearing a very lonely, a very scared young boy that's desperate to be loved. That's what I'm hearing.
So is that your defence of blasphemy laws?
Blasphemy laws?
Yes.
Literally.
We've just been talking about Islamic laws that would have me killed.
Right.
And your defence is that I'm apparently a scared, lonely boy.
Yeah. Nothing to do with blasphemy. Not quite sure where you're going with that.
Well, I've recorded the whole conversation.
I'm broadcasting.
People can make their own minds up.
I'm broadcasting it. It's going out on the radio now.
It is, absolutely. It is.
So I win. We're recording it as well.
Oh dear.
We've got a bigger tape player than you.
Oh, dear.
All right, James. Listen, it's been fun talking to you, man.
It's not been. Oh, yes. Okay. It has been fun. Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. I feel sorry for that guy. There's something going on there and I couldn't get to it. There's something going on there.
It had nothing to do with knife crime.
No, I feel sorry for that guy. There was something there, but I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna, what did you do when you were out there?
A dick.
Now!
Oh, come on!
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, The Late Night Alternative. Don't forget this Sunday, we're screening American Movie. Fingers crossed we can have the director. He's also the director that made the Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman documentary. Hopefully he's going to join us on Skype, but I've got to check with him on Wednesday whether he's free, because he's filming and he's in New York City. So we'll see. If you want tickets, ianlee.com/event. ianlee.com/event. And don't forget, join me on Twitch. Twitch is where it's happening. It's where he streamed The Rabbit Hole on Saturday. twitch.tv/ianlee. You can subscribe. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to me for free. And there's links there to buy T-shirts, the Imani Coppola CD, all that kind of stuff. 0344. We think 1036, people are saying, is the answer to this.
I'll accept that.
Why not? 0834 499. Have I said it right? Yeah. Oh, no, 0344. Put an 8 in there, didn't I? Oh, I'm an idiot. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. I don't even know if we've talked about anything yet. We'll start the show in a minute. Let's talk to Louise first. Good evening, Louise.
Good evening. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you, Louise. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm just a little concerned, Ian. You know, I seen you on Saturday at the rabbit hole.
Yes.
And, you know, your legs. I'm just wondering when you're going to be able
to... You are a filthy liar. You are a troll and you are a liar. She took a picture of me with my flask and she tweeted that there were beans in there, like I was some sort of sick child molester. I did not have beans in there. I would not do such a thing. Food does not belong in a flask. Catherine will tell you, because we were drinking it as we were driving down. It was cough. Pure and simple. It was coffee. That was it. They were not beans.
You told me it was sip.
No, I did not. I didn't even know what sup is. What's sup? What's up? What's up?
No, when do you come off your crutches?
None of your beeswax.
Oh, no, that's just rude, Ian.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it goes, Louise. Thank you very much for your call, you troll. Online troll.
Reported.
Reported! But then they went, her and Noah, who came, very kindly came to see the show in Bath. And thank you to everyone who came. Really lovely, lovely audience. Really nice, respectful audience.
Tolerant.
Tolerant. Very tolerant audience. But her and Noah then went and stayed, I think, on like a houseboat. They'd rented a houseboat to stay on, right? First of all, that sounds brilliant. I've always wanted to sleep on a boat, but a boat on the sea.
Houseboat.
But secondly, I bet I was flipping cold, man. A houseboat in November, because it was cold that night. That was a cold old night.
But I bet it was bobbing them to sleep. Why does that sound filthy?
Because you're a naughty lady. You're a naughty lady. What you got for us, Boyley?
Loads of stuff.
0344 499 1000. For the first time tonight, halfway through the show, the switchboard is empty. So now is an excellent time to give us a call. I haven't got anything now.
Right. Here we go. Well, here's
all the run up to the show trying to work out that maths problem. So I've not done any actual work.
All right. Well, here's real love. This is a story of real love.
Yeah.
A widow will have her dead husband skinned.
A widow?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
And a widow. Yeah. A weirdo.
Yeah.
Will have her dead husband skinned so she can hang his tattoos on the wall. When tattoo artist...
Hang on. Walls.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Yeah, I did.
She's going to have him skinned.
So she can keep his tattoos on the wall as works of art. Tattoo artist Chris Wenzel, 41, knew he was going to die, so he asked his wife, Cheryl, if his ink-adorned skin could be removed and preserved.
Ink-adorned?
Ink-adorned.
Oh, I think it's ink-adorned.
Ink-adorned.
Okay.
Could be removed and preserved before he was buried. He wanted his children and grandchildren to be able to admire the artwork for years after he'd gone. Why not take a photo?
They've got cameras, haven't they, these guys?
You can hang a picture on the wall. A tattoo is something that has been done for hundreds of years. It's just preserving it.
Yeah, I suppose so. They used to do that in like, I'm going to say Aztec times. I bet they did that in Aztec times.
They did all kinds of things in Aztec times I wouldn't do now.
Yeah, well. Quetzalcoatl.
Yes. Like eating beans, rice and beans for a whole season.
I do that now. I do that.
You've been doing it tonight.
I do that now. What other Aztec gods can we think of? Quetzalcoatl.
Mm. Well,
Ramesses was Greek. Oh, was Egyptian.
Well, Montezuma was the emperor, but he's also a living god, wasn't he?
I used to know loads of the Amazon, the Aztec gods. I thought they were fascinating. Quetzalcoatl is the only one we got, guys. Okay, carry on. As you were.
According to CTV Saskatoon, He'd been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, a disease that causes a faster, irregular heartbeat, and died in his sleep in October after complaining of chest pains. His devoted wife discovered a family business in the US that specialises in preserving tattoos of the dead. Specialises? Like, that's all its business. Kyle Sherwood, who runs the company with his dad, told CTV Saskatoon, "Tattoos, you know, tell a story about a person."
By the way, as soon as you finish reading this story, try and get Kyle on the show. I want to speak to
Kyle Sherwood.
Yeah, I want to speak to this guy.
Hasn't mentioned the name of the company. That's the problem.
Well, I don't know. There's a thing called... what's the app I've got on my phone now where you type something in and...
There's quite a lot of Kyle Sherwoods before you start being sarcastic.
No, there's an app and you type in... what's it called?
A dick.
No, it's not. Google. That's it. Google. And if you type in...
A dick.
No, Kyle Sherwood into Google. Don't type in that, for goodness sake. Type in Kyle Sherwood into Google and tattoo. That will narrow it. Yes, man. Oh, I can't even look at her now. Oh, she's got...
Keep talking, I dare you.
I can't look at her. She's really... Oh! If you Google...
A dick.
No! I'm going to turn around. Please don't be looking at me. Oh! If you Google Kyle Sherwood and tattoos, then you just might find something. Continue with your story, please. I'm enjoying it. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Come on. It's a bit of fun. It's a little bit of... It's Late Night Band. Thinking of changing the show's title to Late Night Bands.
Oh, my God.
With Ian and Kathy.
Oh.
Just snazz it up. It makes it feel a bit like a pop's like Virgin or...
Except my name's not Kathy.
Oh, it don't matter. Late Night Bands with Ian and Kathy. Coming at you.
I'm going to come at you in a minute. I'll karate chop you in the windpipe. I'm not even joking, mate.
Okay. Let's have the rest of this story before you Google Kyle Sherwood.
I'm not Googling it.
I'll Google it then, you dick. Kyle. Go on, carry on.
Nope.
Tattoo. Found him.
Have you? Let's have a look.
That's none of your business.
Oh, let me see, though.
I found him.
No, you haven't. You found more stories about Kyle Sherwood. The same story. Well done.
I found the name of the company.
Why don't you give him a ring?
Okay, fine.
Go on then. 001.
Oh,
watch this. I'll be closed. Oh, I can't. They go to another school, you wouldn't know them.
Well, I found their website.
Yeah, of course you did.
Well, yeah, I found their flipping website.
Yeah. On then.
All right.
Well, give them a ring. Have they got a phone? No, they haven't got a phone.
I can't actually find a phone number.
Oh. Well, try this app. It's called Google.
Finish your story now.
Kyle Sherwood, who Ian's about to speak to, said tattoos, you know, tell a story about a person. And for someone to get something tattooed on them, they're displaying for life. You know, it means something to you. You wouldn't bury a Picasso, and that's what some of these pieces are. I've got it here, savemyink.tattoo.
Yeah, the phone number's not on that website, mate.
Well, there's a contact thing. You writing that now?
I'm going to their Facebook page. Carry on reading the story. Right, forget it. Go in the pool. Evening, Paul.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Bit tense here, Paul, if I'm honest.
Ian, before I ask my go at the quiz, do you mind if I ask Kath a question?
I don't mind at all.
He's not my keeper.
I don't mind. Ignore her manners.
I might mind if you ask me a question. Try, though.
Kath, what did you have in your flask at the live show at the weekend?
I didn't have a flask. Ian had one and he's very selfish and wouldn't share.
I did share. That's just a lie. I did. It was coffee.
Ian?
It was half deep.
What, What did Cass have in her flask at the weekend?
It's funny you should ask.
You dare. You dare.
What?
What did she have, Ian?
You're going to gang up on me with this stranger.
I'm not a stranger.
Yeah, you are. Don't know you from Adam.
I did that. I did Callers Guess Who once.
I still don't guess you.
You didn't guess me.
No.
Ian, anyway, can I have a guess at the quiz answer?
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Huh? Of course you can. What's the quiz? What quiz? What's he talking about, quiz?
It's the question that you're asking.
Oh, what? What are we... What, the... Oh, the number wang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Huh? Is the answer India?
You're a troll. You're a horrible, vile troll, for goodness sakes. Outrageous. Disgusting. Disgusting, man. Sorry, Catherine, what were you saying?
Nothing, I finished.
Okay. Did you get the guy's phone number?
No. I'm not joining in. I'm not helping you because you're more than capable. Are you ringing him now?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah. Cool, you've got to do the story with Nell.
No.
Come on, don't be a bell cheese. I won't hit the dick button anymore. Come on. You got to do the story because I don't know what the story was. I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Jeez, come on, man. Answer the freaking phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 3-3
Whoa!
0,
hey!
8.
Hey! Hey!
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, save my ink forever. This is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle calling from the UK. We're on Talk Radio right now. If you want to listen to prove that we're legit and not just freaks, well, it doesn't actually narrow it down that much, you can go to talkradio.co.uk, talkradio.co.uk. We're on the air now and we're reading the story. Well, we're reading a story about what you guys do and I'm kind of sat here scratching my head. It sounds weird. It sounds bizarre. It sounds fascinating. And we'd love to have a chat. I will give you a call in about 5 minutes or so. All right. Thanks a lot, man. Cheers. Bye. So I think this is what they do. This is what they do the whole time, is they remove tattoos. So it's the... They must... It's the
flesh. They've got to flay someone.
Flay. That's it, yeah. Isn't it? That is it. That's what they do. He's just read that. I've just typed him a message on Facebook and he's just seen it. So maybe our number probably came through as withheld and he says he hasn't got very good reception in the store. But we will try and get them on. As I get older, I soften... I soften to tattoos. I used to be very anti-body art. But as I get older, I think... I think I could carry off a tat. I think I could do a tat. A little thing there on my wrist.
Oh, God, why bother?
Sorry?
Why bother?
What do you mean?
Well, why bother?
I'll
draw one on for you if you want.
He gave me the wrong number.
Oh.
I don't want to draw... Okay, well, let's draw something on as... Let's draw something on as a practice.
A
There's one there.
I know exactly what I'm going to draw.
Oh, no. I know exactly what you're going to draw.
A dick.
No. Not letting you anywhere near me. All right, let's try this guy's number. Now he's... What is it, 001?
Yep.
Now he's given me the right number. Give me the right hump as well. This poor person is going to wonder, why did I get left a message about a radio show with some assholes? Imagine if this was the wrong number as well. He just kept giving me the wrong number.
Hello?
Hey, is that Kyle?
It is.
Hey, man, this is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. I've just been chatting on Facebook. You're live on Talk Radio in the UK. how are you doing, man? You all right?
Oh, yeah, I can't complain. Another day above the green, man.
There you go. I love it. And what we're about 20 minutes to 25 minutes to midnight here. What time have you got over there?
It is about 6:40.
Okay. Well, listen, we're talking to Kyle from Save My Ink. We've been reading a story that to us seems very, very bizarre. Catherine, do you just want to give us a little bit of the background?
Yeah, it's in the Daily Mirror, one of our online newspapers over here, and it's talking about a widow who's getting you to preserve her husband's tattoos. And apparently it's something you specialise in. We're talking specifically about the Wenzels. Cheryl's been talking to the press about it. Because this guy had a lot of really kind of intricate bodywork and he didn't want it to be lost forever.
Is that story right, Kyle?
That is correct, yeah. He was a tattoo artist,
yeah.
As a matter of fact. So because of the size and the amount of tattoos he's going to have preserved, I actually flew there myself.
Wow.
To oversee the operation, and then hopped back on a plane, and we're in the process of preserving them as we speak.
Man, this is incredible. How do you do it? I cannot even begin to imagine what you do. This might sound gross, and I don't mean it to. Do you take the skin off of the person?
Yeah, it's surgically excised.
Wow. And do you do that, or do you get a surgeon in to do it?
No, I do it. I'm a mortician myself, so
wow.
I have some experience with a scalpel.
Wow. I love the matter of fact way you say it. So let's talk about this gentleman. What's his name, Catherine?
His name is Chris Wenzel.
So Chris, I mean, how much of him is tattooed, and I don't want to sound insensitive, so if I say something that's insensitive, just tell me, and I don't really know how to phrase this. Are you taking? Oh my God, I can see his body. That's amazing. Are you taking all of his skin off?
Yeah.
And then what do you?
It was done in sections.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well. Okay. You don't. Kind of
so I didn't walk out of there with like a jumpsuit of skin. No, it was.
It won't be Chris shaped.
It was in sections.
Okay, and then what do you do with it? I'm assuming you have to preserve it in some way. What's the process after you've taken the skin off?
Well, so basically, what happens is it's shipped back to us, and then our preservation process takes place. It takes us roughly 3 months or so, and then we frame it. And all of our framing is up to archival standards, so UV protective glass, all of that. But yeah, I mean, if you check out our website, savemyink.tattoo,
yeah.
I mean, you can see some of the work that we've done. You know, a lot of these you wouldn't know that it is what it is if you walked by it and saw it in someone's house. You know, it looks like a piece of art, and that's kind of what we're going through for, which is why we won't do any face tattoos, any
right.
genital tattoos, anything like that, because we try to keep it, you know, as dignified as possible. The way that a lot of people look at it is, you know, some of these tattoo artists are, you know, of course, it's a different medium, but they're considered, you know, Picasso's or Rembrandt.
Oh, some of it is art. Yeah, a lot of it is
right,
actual
exactly.
stunning art. And to lose that to a cremation or a burial seems criminal.
Right. So, you wouldn't burn a Picasso, you know. So that's kind of what we're trying to do here. So this was honestly probably the largest tattoo preservation, really since like the Yakuza suits that you see in the museum.
Wow! And when did you get into it, Kyle? You say you're a mortician. When did you think, do you know what? This, I want to do a bit more. What was the decision?
To be quite honest with you, it's probably a night out with a couple of buddies, you know, having a few drinks because. No good story starts off with, so I had a salad. But no, so one of our buddies kind of mentioned, he's like, hey, you know, it would be kind of cool, like, if I could save this, you know, tattoo. And, you know, initially we kind of laughed it off a little bit, but being in the funeral industry and having that funeral background, we kind of thought about it and we said, you know what, we could have something here, you know, tattoos, more and more people are getting tattoos. The social taboos regarding, you know, tattoos those walls are starting to be broken down.
Yeah.
You know, all walks of life now have tattoos, whether, you know, lawyers, doctors. It's not just for, you know, inmates in military.
Yeah.
It's anybody. And we said, you know what, I've got, you know, some tattoos myself, and it's like I know how much they mean to me. You know, tattoos tell a story about you. That you're having it on you for life. So, and it's not just the tattoos for yourself. I mean, generally, tattoos can be dedicated to family members. And, you know, so we kind of tapped into that where we said, you know, versus having, you know, an urn or a tombstone, you could literally have a piece of your loved one
yeah.
with, you know, an imagery that they carried on you that, you know, could represent something dear to you.
Well, obviously it's legal. I would have thought there would have been some kind of legal issue about removing bits of a body and keeping it after they died.
Because think about it. What are ashes? I mean, ashes are someone in a jar.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great way of describing it.
You gotta break it down to, you know, the fundamentals of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's no different. But that's why our legal team came in, and you know, we have paperwork that the family fills out and so forth that obviously keeps things legal.
And how's business going, Carl? You busy?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we are very busy. You know, more and more is taking off. Just like this, you know, people are now actively seeking us out because it is so unique. You know, I mean, you either love it or you hate it. If you hate it, honestly, I don't care.
Your website says as well that it's available in the UK. Do you do the UK?
Anybody listening in the UK, you want it done, we can do it.
All right. Hey, listen, man. Well, I've just tweeted your website and your Facebook page. And you know what? We put this out as a podcast as well. So we'll put this in the podcast tomorrow. And I'll send you the link tomorrow, man, so you can put it on your Facebook page if you want. Hey, Carl, thank you so much for responding. What were you doing responding so quickly on Facebook? That was instant. You should be busy.
Because technology is awesome. It goes right to my phone.
There you go.
I'm actually getting the Flinger face for my wife right now. We're supposed to go to our wedding photo reveal.
Oh.
So.
Oh. When did you get married?
October 13th.
Oh, man. Congratulations. And what? So
yeah.
You're off now to go and look at the photos?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh man. Well.
Let this man go, otherwise.
Yeah. Well, otherwise the marriage will be over. bless you for stopping
right,
and talking.
Before it even starts, right?
Oh well. Listen, I hope you enjoy the photos. Congratulations on the wedding, Kyle, and bless you for coming on so quickly. We'll send you a link to the podcast tomorrow. Thanks so much, man. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. If there's anything else you guys need, you know how to get a hold of me.
Dude, definitely. Thank you. It's Kyle there. What a nice guy. The website, I've got all the website and everything here. It's savemyink.tattoo. It does it in the UK as well. Do you know what? After talking to him, I mean, I still think it's a bit weird. But if your loved one dies, it'd be nice to have a bit of them on the wall, wouldn't it? In your wallet. Well, you know I want to get my cat stuffed. That's happening. Velvet's getting stuffed every night. No. Oh, God,
really?
Velvet's getting stuffed. So, yeah, I'd have a...
Like a little trophy, a little head.
Sticking out on a wooden thing, sticking out on the... Could do that, couldn't I?
Instead of a moose, you could hang your hat on her.
Oh, I could do that. That's not a bad idea. Thank you for that.
It's a horrific idea.
That's a good idea. Thank you. I was going to have a little curled up on the sofa and people would come and stroke her and then, yeah...
That's horrible.
Don't do that. Don't pull that face about my little girl. You've met her.
I'm not. She's adorable, but, you know, dead cat on the sofa, flipping it, really.
I like that. I enjoyed that a lot. What a nice guy. That's what made it sound... That's what's adjusted my thoughts on it. He sounded like a really nice guy. He didn't sound like a weirdo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He sounded like he knows what he's doing.
And
he's a mortician and...
It all goes to waste.
Yeah.
It does, though, doesn't it?
But he's right as well. I love that description of ashes. It's just a dead person
my
in a jar.
Poor grandma's in a wardrobe at the moment.
James is... You can let her out?
She is. We can't until probate's done.
James has just tweeted, I don't know who I was talking to at Talk Radio, but they didn't believe I lived in Zurich. Pretty bizarre. Okay, mate. 0344. Thank you, Kyle.
Lived? I thought you went for an operation.
Save... Thank you, Catherine. savemyink.tattoo. I've just tweeted the link, so go and send them those guys some love. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.